Blog Talk Radio.
The beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine reminder in our midst today. I would like to greet the listening audience as well as my distinguished panel in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay,
I'm getting some feedback, so please, if you have any background noise, please put your phones on mute or either turn your computers down. As you know, many of you who have come to our Sunday show, this is usually our economic development show. Just so happened, our host, Brother Vernon, is out of commission right now with the flu. And so we want to send our love and our prayers to Brother Vernon in Columbia, Maryland as well. And so instead of doing an economic development show today, which you know I've been known to do as well, I decided to use this opportunity to uplift and encourage and pray for our brother Reuben Muhammad out of Houston, Texas. Many of you may know Brother Reuben from Mosque 45. He's head of security for Minister Robert Muhammad on numerous occasions. He is the single father of three sons. And I think he's also taking care of a nephew or something like that. Brother Reuben has been so very open and honest with us about his health condition. He is currently in stage 4 of pancreatic cancer. On Friday, January the 11th, Brother Reuben so graciously shared with us that his physicians have decided that they will only treat him for pain management and that there is nothing further that they can do for him. We believe in a living and true God, and we believe that through the power of unity and prayer that Allah can strengthen and heal our brother. And so tonight we want to, you know, spend some time expressing to Reuben our prayers and our thoughts and encouragement. And tonight I have with me Brother Minister James Muhammad out of Tampa, Florida. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Minister James. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Gidget. I'm fine. And thank you for thinking of me in such a very serious hour to bring words of some support and encouragement to our brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir, and thank you, and I'm honored as always to have you, and I know I called on you, and I kind of put this together at the last minute, but Allah put it on my heart to do, and you know, once something gets on my heart, I have to carry it through, especially when I know it's coming from Allah. And I also have with us Brother Jimmy Muhammad. For those of you who listen on a regular basis, you heard Brother Jimmy this past Thursday on the broadcast that we do, and he was teaching hard, and he is such an elegant and sweet-spirited brother. I love him to death already. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Jimmy. How are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, Sister Gidget. I'm doing fine with the help of Allah. As our brother student minister James has stated, I'd like to also thank you for this opportunity to be able to participate in such a serious event. And I pray that we can, through our prayers, Allah will heal our dear brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Jimmy. Okay, there are so many of you calling in. All praises due to Allah, and I really thank you so very, very much. I want to give some instructions because anyone who wants to speak tonight, to say anything to Brother Rick, I want you to know that he is listening. He may come on towards the end of the show, depending on how he's feeling, but he is listening. So if you want to say something to him, please, by all means, take the opportunity to do so. Those of you who are in the chat room, if there's something that you want me to say on your behalf, please type it in, excuse me, and I'll make a point to get that message to Brother Reuben. If you have a comment that you would like to make, please press 1 on your dial pad so that I know that you are ready to speak. And also, I want to say that if Brother Khalil, I'm not sure what number that you're going to be calling from, so Brother Khalil Malik Muhammad, if you're out there right now, I want you to press 1 on your keypad so that I can bring your mic in live to speak. Okay, so, and because Brother Khalil is heading up the fast that we're going to conduct on Tuesday on Brother Reuben's behalf. And so right now we're going to have Brother Jimmy do a Quranic reading for us. Brother Jimmy, are you ready now?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'll be reading from Surah 2, Section 19 under the subtitle called Hard Trials Are Necessary to Establish Truth. I'll be reading verses Ayat 153 to 157. Aim of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O you who believe, assistance through patience and prayer. Surely Allah is with the patient. And speak not of those who are slain in Allah's way as dead. Nay, they are alive, but you perceive not. And we shall certainly try you with something of fear and hunger and loss of property and lives and fruits, and give good news to the patient, who, when a misfortune befalls them, say, surely we are Allah's, and to him we shall return. Those are they on whom are blessings and mercy from their Lord, and those are the followers of the right course.
Yes, sir. All praises due to Allah. Thank you for that, Brother Jimmy. That is a beautiful passage, for sure. Okay, if anybody want to make a comment at this time, please press 1 on your dial pad. If not, we'll have some words from Brother Minister James at this time.
All right. Thank you, Sister Gidget. And to our dear Brother Reuben, if you're listening, and of course to all of the listening audience, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we bear witness that there is no God but He, and we thank Him for His merciful intervention in our affairs, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahdi. We thank Him for raising up from our midst His Messiah, exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, through whom we have been given the wonderful example of the quality of a human being. He is our comforter. He is reminder. He is deliverer. He is our redeemer. And the man of whom I speak is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. In their names, I greet all of you assembled by your phones in your homes, in the station, or wherever you are, with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
I want to say to our beloved brother Reuben, first of all, I don't think I had the honor and privilege of meeting you personally. But when Sister Gidget called upon me to share words that might in some way comfort you and us in our time of trouble, it was in my mind and in my heart my duty as your brother and my duty as a believer and my love as a member of this great nation for all of our people. Am I still on?
Yes, sir, you are.
Oh, okay, very good. And so I want to say, dear brother, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And when those of a secular profession, whatever it may be, in the medical world or in any other professional world, say that they have reached the end of their ability to affect any kind of change, particularly doctors, well, most often we take that as bad news. But I would say, dear brother, that what the secular and worldly doctors cannot do, Allah is well able. And so when they have reached the point at which they can no longer offer help and healing, well, not necessarily help, but healing, then we seek refuge in Allah, who we have been seeking refuge in from the first day, from the first moment, whenever we have gotten bad news, or from the first moment of life. We say we seek refuge in Allah. He is the giver of life and the cause of death, and nothing happens without Allah's permission. And so it is in the hands of Almighty God Allah, your condition and mine and all of us, for none can make any pronouncements that subordinate the will of Almighty God Allah. And oftentimes his will is not revealed to us, but he knows what he's doing. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in my concluding words, taught us a wonderful prayer for the sick. And I would like to recite that prayer as I close out my remarks.
Yes, sir.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan, within myself, that which my own two hands bring to me, that it is not of thee, that is not of thee, and which is outside of me, O Allah, that is not of thee. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, O Allah, we know your will. We know not your will. Our will is that you make this your servant whole, that you heal him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. But we know not your will. But if our will is not your will, then I ask the Almighty God Allah to make us strong enough to accept your will without any straitness in our breasts. And if it is your will that this your servant return to thee, O Allah, make their return joyous and easy. Ameen. Thank you for that time, Sister Gidget.
Yes, sir, and thank you. We're going to bring in Brother Khalil right now, who's on limited time. He's calling from South Africa. Brother Khalil, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum, come on, brother. How are you?
I'm fine by Allah's grace. I just want to say, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Yes, ma'am. Fine by Allah's grace, Sister Gidget. All I want to say is my brother that preceded me dealt with all of the Quranic and scriptural references, so it's not necessary for me to go there. I just want to share with the family some of what I know of Brother Reuben. I walked into the door of Muhammad Mosque number 45 in 1992 because Brother Carl had been in Dallas. Brother Robert had been watering the soil at Prairie View. So when I went back home, I went to the mosque in Dallas, and when I was at Prairie View, I heard Brother Robert, because he came up there after the minister spoke in 1998, about once or twice a month. Now, when I walked in the door and stood up, Brother Reuben was my first lieutenant. At that time, we had the task force going, and we were moving and shaking. And Brother Reuben was the captain of the task force. And he and I formed a quick bond. I never knew until years later that Brother Reuben and I actually almost shared a birthday. He's March 1, I'm March 2, but he's a year older than me. But Brother Reuben was just a symbol of valor and integrity for me. He was a symbol of discipline. And I was not a person that was necessarily looking for those symbols, so I thought. But as I found him in Brother Reuben, he was the person I could definitely model myself after. Since we're peers, it's very difficult to say I looked up to him, but effectively I did, because he was in authority over me. And I recall one time when Brother Reuben and I were at Sister Mills' restaurant, which was the Concaves back in the day. Brother Reuben said, "Brother Khalil, this is the first time I've ever seen you eat." And I just kind of chuckled inside, because I was saying to myself, well, the way that you're running our squad, the way that we're coming 7 days a week to help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Brother Eric and I used to travel from Prairie View, 110 miles round trip. The way you're running this, we don't want to disappoint you, Brother Reuben, because you have been out front. Brother Reginald at that time was a task force minister, and he and Brother Reuben were able to really get us going. But Brother Reuben is so blessed because he's got strong will, he's got resolve, and his integrity permits you to take what he says, like he's reaching out to us on Facebook. You can take what he says and run with it because you can believe it, because Brother Reuben stands strong. He's always been a man of his word. Whenever I saw him in Houston, he was always with Brother Robert. And to do security with Brother Robert's schedule when he was going here and going there and people couldn't necessarily take off work, my brother, that didn't stop Brother Reuben. He was always with him. And Brother Reuben's height and at that time his mass would scare away anybody. But if you knew how gentle Brother Reuben was inside, you would never fear him because he's such a beautiful soul. So I thank Allah for using someone like Brother Reuben to purify us. Because as we embark upon this international fast that we're looking for Monday and Tuesday to ask Allah to remove this cancer from Brother Reuben, we can thank Allah that he gave this to someone with such a powerful spirit, because all of us have got a cancer inside of us on some degree. In some cases, we've got a sick heart. In other cases, we're doing sins that we're hiding from each other, but we can't hide them from Allah. In other cases, we've got diabetes because we're not following how to eat to live. In other cases, we're suffering because on some degree we're rebelling against what we've been taught. So I thank Allah for using Brother Reuben as an example for us, because he's a man of great integrity, a man of great resolve, and I've got firm belief that Allah will pull him through. I've asked Allah, in the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to give him a complete recovery, because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that the messenger told him, whatever you ask for, brother, in my name, Allah shall grant you.
That's right.
So those of us who follow the messenger, who follow the minister, we should make the same prayer while we're fasting, so that Allah just removes this cancer from our brother completely.
Yes, sir. And Brother Khalil, if you can hang on, I know you are limited time, but Brother Reuben has decided that he wanted to come on now. So all praises due to Allah. Let's hear from Brother Reuben. Brother Reuben, your mic is live. Assalamu alaikum, soldier. How are you? Brother Reuben?
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. First of all, I just want to say, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness there's no God but Allah, that Muhammad is his messenger. I want to greet all the listeners, friends, believers, the nation's greeting word for peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam. Those who may not be part of the nation.
Wa alaykum salam,
sir. For those who are in the nation.
You're breaking up, Brother Reuben. I'm sorry. We can't hear you.
Am I more clear
now?
No,
you still... Yes, sir.
Am I breaking up now?
No, sir. You're fine.
Okay. So I apologize for that.
No problem.
I just wanted to call in because I just felt a quick energy, and I want to thank Sister Gidget, Brother Khalil, and Brother James, Brother Vernon, for putting on this radio blog, because I first was floored when I got the call last night that it was going to be presented, and I was humbled. But I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, I thank everyone for offering their prayers and to even take it to the next step further with the fast. But Khalil, you know I love you like no other.
Yes, sir.
We go back a long way. But I just wanted to give a brief snapshot of what happened from the beginning with me to this point. I posted on January 11th what I was told, but I actually got that information on December 11th. It just took me a while to share with the mass. But
yes, sir.
And it's kind of funny this number 11 keeps hanging out there, because I received my diagnosis of pancreatic cancer on April 11th. And it simply was a follow-up visit to a doctor's office where my blood counts were off, so they had to do a CT scan to make sure. They thought I had some type of infection in my GI tract. It turned out they found the mass. So you can imagine a physician, nurse, or anybody telling a 44-year-old black male who didn't know was a single father raising a son that you have pancreatic cancer. And not only do you have pancreatic cancer, but we don't think we can do anything about it. So after three opinions, the first two said there's nothing they could do but give me a round of chemo, and that's it. Now, finally, one physician said, if the oncologists believe their chemo can shrink the mass a little, then we can go ahead, I can remove it as a surgeon, and you'll go on with the rest of your life. Well, we went through the whole process. Long story short, that didn't happen. But to get that news on that day that I had the pancreatic cancer, I can remember walking out the office, and I felt like a gorilla and jumped on my back. My every step got heavier and heavier. So I went to the restroom, shed a couple of tears, and I came out, found me a quiet spot, and I prayed to the God. I said, Allah, I'm going to tell you, ask you, not why did you give this to me? I want you to show me what you want me to do with this. And now that I have this, what do you want to do me to do with this as far as your mission? And immediately it came to me that I had to share the information about pancreatic cancer, about the whole experience, so that, you know, regardless whatever Allah's will was with me, as Brother James said, we don't want to we want to ultimately submit to Allah's will. You know, of course I want to be healed. Of course I want, you know, the mass to be removed. But if Allah says otherwise, all praise is due to Allah. If Allah leaves the mass, removes the mass, all praise is due to Allah. And, so I just said at that point, Allahu Akbar, and I'm going to go ahead and just spread the word. And that's what I tried to do from this point, using the social network of Facebook and also with other people, friendships in all walks of life. I have a support team that has blessed me with believers, the people who are from my Little League Football League I've been over for the last 14 years, with friends. I have people come out of the woodwork who I hadn't seen in years who have come along, and it's like we never missed each other and come along and help me along the way in some shape, form, or fashion. So a lot of them, what I have called the brother right here next to me, Brother Byron, who actually he does a lot of Dianetics with me. He'll tell you that we talk about friendship in all walks of life, and that Allah has used this situation to put strangers and make them become friends. And the people who I knew, others didn't know, and now they're friends. And they're doing things with each other. So when the news came out that the doctors had given up on me, and they heard it before I did, they were consoling each other because of here are people who didn't know each other. And the only person I have living in my family is my sister and father and stepmom. So my father instantly had the support system he needed there, you know, with believers, with friendships and all walks of life. So from that, I just want to say I'm grateful for all of this. I've been through many rough storms. I will go through more. My voice is not as strong as it used to be, Brother Khalil, can tell you that. But it's just more so because of the pain. It was kind of funny to me when the doctor started speaking, and they were talking this, that, and the other. They was kind of beating around the bush. And I finally said, look, shoot to me straight. Is there anything else that y'all can do? That's when the doctor who was a physician, he said, I cannot perform any surgery that can remove that mass from you. He said, I've done surgery, I've done allow you a chance to eat, to provide nutrients for your body, if your body will accept them. Other than that, the mass is going to cause damage to a point where you're going to feel sick one day, and you'll get sicker and sicker and sicker. And that was it. So, and your pain would get, worse and worse. And so I started experiencing that. But again, on the same point, when I get a pain, I say all praise are due to Allah. I may shed a tear while I'm saying it. When I'm not in pain, I say all praise are due to Allah. And I asked Allah to just show me. So, and when I had when I shared the last post or two about the pain, it was just to show that some people, I learned through this process, there are people who I know who have been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer since I've been diagnosed. They have been diagnosed and have departed in that same, during this time period that I've been fighting. And I know desire feeds the will. So for anybody, whoever facing anything, as you read Closing the Gap, the minister, I think in page 307, 309, you talk about us all taking a journey. And, in the world, this thing called life. Some of it will be called cancer. Some will be called divorce. Some of it will be called debt. Some of it will be called age. It'll have a different label. So we all will have some trials. And I call them life-altering trials for some people because some people can't regroup from a crisis of debt, a loss of a home or something. So I learned that, and even now, when you're speaking to, when I'm speaking to a 15 and 16-year-old and 19-year-old son about, okay, how do you think about me not being here next week and having an intelligent conversation about that? And that's a reality to have that conversation and then have to really accept it. But I know how I respond as well, by letting them know I'm at peace. So the thing about it, I want everybody to understand is that I'm grateful for all everyone has done for this program. And I just wanted to come in and say, just kind of give a quick snapshot, but also offer share my gratitude. But most of all, let everybody know, don't give up on whatever it is. The trials may come. We in the nation, we have a lot of cliches and a lot of quotes that we can use. But when you get into a real trial, you even repeating those quotes, messages from the minister, from books, or from tapes, or the various lectures you heard, you have to be tried on the depth of those words. Because I know one of my favorite tapes from the minister was, "Where would we be without pain?" Now, some of the greatest blessings in life came from pain. And from songs to, to whatever. And now, when you experience pain, and again, divorce is painful for people. There's all type of stuff that causes pain. So when you're actually in pain, in the medical pain, as I told Brother Byron yesterday, it's a funny feeling when you're in pain and you don't really know what's going on inside. So you're having this pain and you're just kind of submitting, but you just got to say Allah Akbar. And knowing the end, whatever, again, it's Allah's will. And regardless, I'm going out like a soldier.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm going out like a soldier, period. Point blank, something in plain. You can't say something like that with vanity when you've been actually tried, when it's easy to say, the heck with this. So I thank you, Sister Gidget. You have a beautiful spirit. Brother James, beautiful spirit.
Thank you,
Brother. Your little minutes at the hospital took me to a whole other level, brother. And, we go back. But in the end, Allah uses his servants. Sometimes he picks one that some people may say, quote unquote, are better or more favorable to others, for various reasons.
Yes,
but it's not up to us to try to judge why. but to look and understand through that trial that a brother or sister is going through, what are the life lessons for me to learn? What am I supposed to learn from this? How am I supposed to be a better person? And that way I could be prepared when my life altering trial comes, that I can be a supporter or, you know, sustainer through that trial. So I thank you, sister. I thank you, Brother James, Brother Khalil, for your time.
All praise is due to Allah, beloved.
I thank anyone who's on the radio blog. I thank you for tuning in.
Okay. Brother Reuben, listen, I know you might be ready to go, but we have, you would not believe how many callers we have on. I'm just sitting up here crying because I'm just overwhelmed by how many people calling in, and Houston is in the house. But if you would stick around for just a minute, I'm going to bring Minister Robert on. Can you hang on a few seconds?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay here. I'm not going
okay,
anywhere.
Okay. I'm going to bring Minister Robert on. Minister Robert, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you fine.
All praise is due to Allah. I just want to thank Allah for allowing me to hear my brother, Brother Reuben, give his testimony. You know, we got to learn how to give flowers while we live.
That's right.
And let people tell us what it is that they're going through, because all of us, as Brother Reuben said, we'll be going through life-altering experiences. And the question is not whether or not we're going to go through it, but how we handle it is our test of faith and our testimony.
That's right.
So I pray Allah for brothers and sisters that we can learn from our brother and what he's trying to get across to us. The only thing I want, when I took my New Year's resolution, the only thing I resolved was I pray Allah would give me the kind of courage and strength that my brother has displayed during this period of time. He's been a great example and inspiration to me. He has helped me stop wasting time, and he has helped me get more focused on the things that I've got to do. And because no one knows how Allah will try us.
That's
and so, you know, I'm just very much proud to have walked with this brother. This brother has walked with me. The first visit I ever made to the federal penitentiary in El Reno, Oklahoma, Brother Reuben was my security. Brother Reuben has been my security and has walked with me through the valley of the shadow of death. And now we're going to walk with him through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
And we fear no evil. And it is, as the scriptures say, by his stripes we are healed.
Yes, sir.
And so for us, for Muslim, there's not fear nor is there grief. So looking at Brother Reuben, perhaps we can draw strength.
That's
draw
right.
The kind of strength we need to face our own demons that we have. As he said, they come in a multiplicity of forms and shapes and sizes. They come when you know not. They hit you from where you're not. I was looking at a picture of Brother Reuben from last year this time. He was on the drill team. He was on our drill team last year this time. And now, you know, in just that short period of time, in just 1 year, here we are. So I'm saying to us, sister and brother, that now is the time. I close with this point right here. You know, what Brother Reuben's experience and other experiences have given me is the point of view, is the glass half empty or is the glass half full?
Mm.
I mean, where are we in our thinking?
Come
you know,
on, beloved.
When we look at our situation and you think about William Duvall, so just be thankful for what you got.
Mm.
You know, that can be a cliche, but in truth, you really need to be thankful for what you got. Everything you got is a blessing. The fact you're on this phone call listening to this brother is a blessing.
That's right.
The fact that you got a phone is a blessing.
That's right.
You know, you got lights on to see how to dial a phone is a blessing.
Come on.
You get something to eat. You have a slice of bean pie. Might not have been as good as a Houston bean pie, but nonetheless. Are you blessed? You got some water? Do you got a bowl of navy beans?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, sister and brother, you know, the man with no shoes complained till he saw the man with no feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so thank you, Brother Ruben, for help putting things in this proper perspective. You know, as long as there's life, there's hope. And as long as there's hope, brothers and sisters, there's an opportunity to display the greatness of God in our lives.
Go ahead.
So thank you. Thank you, Brother Ruben, and thank you, Sister Gidget, for being you're like being on a ship out at sea in a rocky sea, and you hear the captain yell, steady as she goes.
Mm-hmm.
Steady as she goes. You know?
Yes, sir.
And that's how I feel. I feel like, you know, hey, you know, steady as she goes. Pull down the back down the masses. Come on, ladies. You know, steady as she goes. We thank you, dear sister, during these rough seas. And we pray a lot over. And Brother James, thank you, brother, for being a part of this, brother. I mean, you talking straight wire auditing all through the phone for the whole nation or everybody that's on this line. By the things that you're saying and you're doing and everybody. And so, you know, we the 3-6 Mafia.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm part of that 3-6 Mafia, you know. Sister Gidget will explain to you later what that means. But I'm trying to pick up
yes,
the tone.
I will.
I was
yes,
serious,
sir.
But I'm picking up the tone. But the truth of the matter is that nothing makes me happy to see Brother Ruben laugh.
That's right.
You know.
Yes, sir.
And even through his pain, and he's been in pain. One thing about it is he ain't lost his sense of humor, you know. And
yes.
he always was an undersized center playing basketball, you know. He has the heart of a seven footer, but he got the heart of a 7-footer, man. You
praise
know.
Praise be to Allah.
And that's what it is. So he's up against a giant struggle, but he's in there, man. He's gonna get his 5 fouls before he goes to the bench. We gonna win this battle. So thank you all for giving us Brother Ruben, and thank you for this opportunity just to get this, pulling this together. And once again, my brother James, you know you and I go way back, brother. I can't tell you, certain things touch you in a certain kind of way, brother. And as you showed a great appreciation for my contribution to our rebuilding of our nation. I want to say in this instance right here, as other instances that we've been together over the years, this touched me as much as all of that to be a part of my brother's testimonial tonight for his nation. Thank you, Brother James. Thank you all. I love
you. Thank you, Brother Robert. It is my honor. So
may Allah bless you all. And I love you, Brother Ruben. You keep doing what you're doing, man. I just come in from Monroe, Louisiana. I hadn't preached in 2 months. I had to go somewhere and preach. Lord have mercy. I've been working on this comprehensive exam, trying to prepare for a comprehensive exam just to give y'all a 411. It's a 72-hour take-home exam, and I have to turn in at the end of 72 hours nearly 60 typewritten pages. Answering three of six questions. I have to master 220 sources in terms of expertise in neighborhood planning and public participation in my urban planning PhD. Then after that, then they approved me for my dissertation. Ain't that something? So the minister gave me some time off. The minister gave me some time off that I may get to that and do that. And so I may serve my nation in another capacity, should Allah spare my life, as I try to
follow
the position that awaits me.
That's
so once
right.
again, thank you all so much. And again, thank you for helping let our brother minister to us and for you all ministering to him and to our nation. Once again, thank you.
And thank you, Brother Robert, for calling in and always coming out to my call. I really appreciate you so much. No matter how busy you are, you always been there for us. So we appreciate you too, sir.
Well, you know the old saying, sister. If I get stabbed in my back, that must mean Gidget is dead.
That's right.
Somebody, because I ain't got no watching my back after that. Love you. Thank you all.
I love you too, brother.
Thank you. Love you. Salaam alaikum. Okay, we have some more people that want to make a comment. We have a lot of callers from Houston, but I'm going to take this call from area code 313-406. Your mic is live, but let me tell you, Brother Ruben, Brother Camille got kicked off of the overseas call, but he's listening in online. He's trying to get in online, so he still hears you. If you have something you want to say to him, so he's trying to get on. But we're going to take this call from 313. 313, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Gidget. How are you?
Walaikum salam, ma'am. How are you, and who am I talking to?
This is Sister Denise Muhammad, Assistant Student Minister in Detroit, in mosque number one.
Yes.
Oh, salam alaikum, Sister
Denise. Walaikum salam. I just want to say to Brother Ruben, all praises be to Allah for his mercy and grace, and that Brother Ruben, we are in a new paradigm shift. And in this new paradigm shift, it's all about consciousness. And one of the gifts that Allah gave us is power in our spoken words. And today, brother, I just want to remind you that you speak power to your healing. And speak healing to your body, because your body does what your power word gives. So speak power to your pancreatic cancer and speak healing, because your body's going to do what that word tells it to do. That's the gift that Allah has given us. And I have a testimony where I had a daughter that was set on fire and left for dead. The doctor gave me their story of how it should end. But Allah told me that my daughter would recover, and I never deviated from his will. So Allah's will is life for you. I choose life for you. I speak life to you in the universe today, and I speak to your pancreatic cancer healing. And that healing is taking place from the top of your head to the bottoms of your soul today.
And yes, you ma'am. Are.
So I listened, and brother, be careful what you speak into your world. From this day forward, speak healing your body. Choose to see life. I agree with Brother Robert, who was before me, when he said, I see the brother alive. I see your body alive. I see your cancer healed. I see your body strong. I see you doing the work that Allah has for you to do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Sister Denise. You are such a powerful sister, and we thank you for your words of encouragement. I think we might have lost Brother Ruben. He might be trying to get back on. No, okay, he's here. He's here. He's here. So he did have an opportunity to hear your words. Brother Ruben, is there something else you want to say to us?
Oh, no, what I wanted to say on that, I don't want to get it twisted. I don't want to get twisted that in any shape, form, or fashion that I'm speaking death. When I'm speaking, and when I speak in general, I'm speaking in general, never applies to me. Now, when you talk about Brother Ruben, anyone can tell you, Brother Robert can tell you, anyone can tell you. I mean, breaking the news down what the physician said to certain people, and I know one session, Brother Robert was in, that I talked to the people, that's my close-knit group. And I have people from all walks of life, different spiritual groups. And in that, one of them immediately, once I told them what they, in fact, let me go back a step further. When they finally told me, one of my high school friends said, as soon as they walked out the door, her exact words was, man, I'm not trying to hear what they got to say.
Praise be to Allah.
What you say? How many? What you? How? 'Cause they were saying weeks to months. And he said, man, she was like, man, I don't want to hear what they got to say, that doctor, PhD book stuff. I want to know how many days you talking about. And so we all bust out laughing because that was the mindset of a few of us in the room. Now, of course, I had family members who, you know, thinking otherwise, taking the words verbatim. So as I told them all, we're gonna accept what they say in the terms of their profession. I mean, respect. I'm sorry, respect what they say in the terms of their profession. By no means are we accepting it. So I don't talk around, go around talking about a morbid life. I do everything as still as normal. Nothing has changed from that day before. I knew the stage of them giving up or not having the thing to provide for me, you know, 4 months before they actually told me, because just in the study. But you are right about what you may call into existence. Be careful of that. I learned that from day one. And when you read about pancreatic cancer, it would make you say that if you read about it versus any other form of cancer, because people who find out about it die within months, weeks. And all the data says that. And even those who go have surgery, they call what they call a 7-year watch. A lot of them succumb within that 7 years. So when you read all of the literature that's out there, if you have no form of belief in you, you would lay it down from out the gate. And I've met people who told me, don't give up, because my sister gave up, and she lasted 2 weeks. You know, these are actual testimonies I got from people. So, you know, I never had that in me. So I don't want to get it. If I may have said something that may come off like that, I'm speaking in the general sense, not in the sense of myself. But as a father, it would be disingenuous for me to not talk to my sons about a possibility, because one thing about it, unlike everybody else, if you didn't see me in a month and I weighed 230 the last time you saw me and I weighed 215 this time, you're going to have some type of thought. You may not say it, you're going to have some type of thought. But for children who are there every day with their father and they're watching this big, strong man who was 290 pounds, and they watch him wither away down to 175, which I'm wearing now, as they watch the drop, in their mind automatically comes a whole ton of questions. Mm-hmm. And they're not asking. So when I finally have to open the door for them to say, what's on your mind? Because you're looking at young men who're not crying. They're not walking around crying, you know, unlike most children would be doing in that situation. So as they watch things change, they don't do that. So the question came, what's on your mind? What are your thoughts? Because I could see them staring me across the room or, you know, looking at me from a distance. So I knew there was something in their mind, and to the point they were even refusing to be audited. So I said, okay, well, I don't know auditing or counseling or anything, so I just wanted to find out what really was going on. So it didn't take any of the other stuff to happen. Once I asked them, things came out. And so then we just able to talk about it. But it wouldn't have been about, okay, so that's why I asked that one question to them. Where do you see yourself if I wasn't here in a month? Yes, ma'am.
Brother Reuben.
Yes, ma'am.
Two things that I want to stop right now and deny and affirm. You're not wasting away. Your body is going through changes.
Because
it's ease. You spoke and said that your children see your body wasting away. Your body is not wasting away. It's going through changes. It's in
a
dis-ease state, not a disease, but a dis-ease state.
And I'm using that
body
when I say wasting away.
Ever
I'm saying that words.
Yeah, be very careful, because right now it's like when a woman first conceives, the way it used to be, she's put into a sterile environment. because that child is like a sponge. It's bringing in new life. There's a new creature being born. Sometimes when we go through this ease, it's a lot of times Allah's way of getting our attention because he has something greater for us to do. And the body and energy is real. There's things we may have spoken out that has caused a dis-ease in our bodies. And through the mercy and grace of Allah, he's given us tools. And one of those tools is the process of forgiveness. You can speak out into the universe for forgiveness on all levels that may cover whatever you may have spoken or done unconsciously. So going to the secret place of your Most High at this period where you're going through a transformation because Allah has taken you from one mindset to a new mindset. You can come through this as a master because this is your experience and this is what Allah has for you and your growth. So it's all about how you see this and perceive this. Because there's brothers that I know of who have mastered this and is alive and well and had their entire prostate moved and they're alive and well. So fear is the first thing that overcomes the person, and when you fall into that mindset of fear, you're open to a lot of weak energy, I should say. So be careful. And be careful about your conversation because you can bring all that into your world. So my point was going back to the place of your Most High, which is you and Allah, place your mind in a sterile environment. Only speak life. Don't allow any negativity to come near your body right now because it's in a dis-ease state. Speak to your body life. Only allow those who see you alive and can speak life to your world, conversate on your level. The minister taught us in Closing the Gap that conversation is the highest form. So everything that is being spoken to you at this point, you have to guard because this is your test. This is your trial. This is your mastering of your body. We know the prophet Jesus the Christ was a master teacher. How did he get to be that way? He had to learn. He had to grow before he became a master. So when you come through this experience, you can come through mastering healing. You can come mastering the body that Allah has housed you in because it's only temporary, but you have control over it. So today, change your language as life, not fear, but life, and speak out every word. Be conscious of every word that you speak and think, and be very conscious of the words that you're receiving into your body right now.
Yes, ma'am. I have no fear, though.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. But, you know, I just heard you say a couple of things. And when your body is in a dis-ease state, a dis-ease is something that is kind of fragile, kind of not together, but it's for your higher good. Whatever Allah has in your life right now, it is for your higher good. So be extremely careful and take this time to go into the secret place of your Most High. Quiet it down. Center yourself, speak life to your body, speak life to that pancreatic cancer, put your hands on it because Allah's energy is in you. Your body is in a dis-ease. It's not withering away. It's just going through different changes, brother, because Allah has something greater for you to do. This is just one of many lessons that he has for you and other brothers like yourself, because there's brothers walking today who've been through pancreatic cancer that's alive and well, you know. But the important thing is guard that mind. We're in a paradigm shift now where it's all about consciousness. Just general words can do harm. You have
yes,
to
ma'am.
Know.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Denise. We have about five other people. I think they want to get
yes,
in
ma'am.
And say something, and we're at the half-hour mark. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for those words of encouragement to Brother Reuben. Okay, Brother Reuben, if you have a moment, we're going to take another call from area code 314. Area code 314, your mic is live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum salam. Who's speaking, please?
As-salamu alaykum. I'm Sister Joanne Muhammad from St. Louis, Missouri, Muhammad's Mosque 28, Brother Reuben. I am so grateful that Sister is having this program to just give me the opportunity to speak for just the common believer and your sister. And even though we've never met, it's been the Facebook exchanges. And even though you never really get to know people through Facebook, I do have to say, and I truly believe, that angels are powerful people, and you give so much power. Before your trial came through, the positive example, when you shared your voice, when you shared your trials and through your poetry, and when you shared the difficulties and the yearnings that you had in life, and it was truly power. And I think most of us, just the common everyday person, connected with you, because you were so much our brother, truly a believer. And as your trial came along, brother, it kind of brought us all in. And Facebook has been a way that we've expressed that love for you. And I do have to use that word love, because a lot of us who've been through medical trials or have had to care for someone as they went through their trials, I can tell you this right now, because my father fought cancer for 17 years. It was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, then it came back after a six-year remission because of the power of his faith in his mind. But he fought it for 16 years, I do believe, the full 16 years, up until the very end. You learn to recognize a fighter, and you learn to recognize a believer, and beloved, that is truly you. So I thank Allah for you and everything that you tried to share, not only as a believer, but just as a person, to anyone who will listen. And you are in my prayers, and I kid you not, each and every day, and every time I go to Juma, and every time you're in pain, please know that you are not alone. You are never alone. We are with you. May Allah continue to bless you, and thank you for the opportunity to speak, sister, and I'll let someone else have a chance. So,
thank you,
brother.
Thank you,
Sister Joanne.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sister Joanne. Those are some beautiful words. Okay, area code 559, I'm sorry. Area code 559. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum, family. How you doing?
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam, sir. Who's calling?
I'm so thankful to hear Brother Reuben's words. This is Brother Cliff Muhammad out of Los Angeles, Muhammad's Mosque number 27. And I thank Allah for Brother Reuben's struggles, and as well as like his displaying his struggles on Facebook and our the social networks that we have like ability to connect with each other as believers. And my question for you, sir, is like whether or not you've tried like the new cancer treatment that a lot of believers have like been like adhering to, like when it comes to like advertising as far as like the Graviola, because like a lot of believers have like you know, adhered to like that advertisement as far as Graviola being a treatment for cancer. What is like your take on Graviola as a treatment towards cancer, as it relates to like people who are victims of you know, that dis-ease, as our sisters have been telling us?
Oh, I mean, that's part of my process. That's part of my regimen.
Yes, sir.
Graviola. You're talking
yes,
about the sour sop? There are several different names. You're referring to sour sop?
Yes, sir.
Sir? Yes, sir. That's part of my regimen.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
I think that it's
okay,
ma'am.
What? No, I was telling Brother Clifford. Was that all? Did you have something else you wanted to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, pretty much like we want to keep our brother here for as long as possible, and we want to adhere to any, like, treatments that it comes to, like, you know, treating as well as, like, eradicating the disease, like, within, you know, within him, to basically keep him here with on this planet for as long as possible. So if Grabiola is, like, a treatment that we should adhere to, then we should basically, like, you know, go forward 110% towards that treatment.
Yes, sir. And thank you for that information, and thank you for calling in, Brother Cliff. Okay, I just want to remind the audience, if you have a question or a comment you want for Brother Reuben, please press 1 on your dial pad in the chat room. Type your information, and I will relate it to Brother Reuben. We have another caller, area code 586. Area code 586, your mic is live.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. Who's calling, please?
This is Sister Karima Allah out of Detroit, Michigan. On Facebook, I'm Sister Striving Allah. I've been actually stalking Brother Reuben for a while on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Assalamualaikum, brother.
Waalaikum salam.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm not a follower of Minister Farrakhan. I follow the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I want you to know that you have, like, closed so many gaps that I have had of being closed off, because I first started following you because you were a single father and you had sons, and I liked the positivity that you would put out. And then when you came out and said that you did have cancer, and I know people in the beginning were asking, why would you put this on the social network? And I commend you for doing that, because you don't know how many people you have helped. Around the time that you were diagnosed, my son was diagnosed with MS, and he's the same age as your son. And I was feeling really down, and you helped pick me up, because I know that we have a true and living God, and we don't believe in a spook. And with that said, I commend you, and I want you to know that you helped a lot of people, because once I read your post, I was like, Karima, what you doing? Get up and fight. That's what you do. Because I thought about, you know, the messenger and the things he went through and the death of Sister Clara. You know, he said that Allah had told Sister Clara that she had a sick stomach a long time ago. He knew. He said, but the only thing he asked the doctor was to let me bring her home so that the devil would not have the opportunity to try to make mockery of our true and living God. And so whatever is Allah's plan, brother, from here on out for all of us, I want you to know that you have done a lot for so many of us, you will probably never understand. But I just wanted to call in, and maybe I can stop stalking you now a little bit on Facebook. But I want to let you know that you are truly an inspiration, brother.
Yes, ma'am. You're not a stalker, sister, not a long
sister. Yes, sir. And I also want to let you know that my husband sends you the greetings. I tell him about you all the time, and you are constantly in our prayers daily. And continue fighting, brother.
Yes,
sir. Awesome. And as you said, brother, if it's the Lord's will, you're going to go out like a soldier, and I love that. Assalamualaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like a salam.
Wow. Okay. Okay, well, I guess there are no other comments, but there are a lot of other people on the phone, so I'm going to give you another opportunity if you want to say anything to Brother Reuben, any words of encouragement or advice, please press 1 on your keypad. If not, Brother Reuben, I'm going to give you a chance to say any last words that you want to say to the audience. There are a lot of people listening, believe me, so anything that you want to say to the audience before we close out?
Well, I want to say one thing. I want to make sure, I know some people on the phone who may not be in the nation or may not be a Muslim. I don't think Sister Gidget or Brother James are mine. If you chime in and ask your question, we won't be offended. This is family.
Right.
So I don't want you to
take
that as apprehension that you got to call and say, Assalamu alaikum, anything like that. You can call and say, you know, what's up?
That's right.
Hey, Rube. Right. Hey, Big Rube. Hey, Vince. Whatever you know me from back in the day. And, you know, just say, you know, or just share, you know.
That's right.
You want to tell me
Like I tell people, I learned people have suffered in silence. And again, it's hard for me when I'm speaking, because I use poetry as my main vehicle. So I do sometimes jumble up my words when I'm trying to just speak, in especially in a moment like this, kind of impromptu. But I'm more so trying to convey various facets. So when I'm saying things, I'm trying to make it apply to all mindsets. So I may come off wrong, because my mindset is simply this: I'm fighting, I'm doing everything. I mean, what the brother said about the graviola, I mean, I looked there for that for weeks and months to find that, because to know all the good things I heard about that. And I will tell you that when you do have a trial, especially a medical trial, you will have many people come your way with many things to offer. Trust me. I mean, and they'll come out the woodwork. People you thought were just Joe the janitor. And he may have some very positive and helpful things to provide. At the same time, the other people who just doing things. I remember one brother came to me one day. Sister, I think, what was her name? Sister Deborah earlier was on the phone. And he presented to me. He said, "Brother, you need to take this herb." My sister took the herb and she lay him up. My cousin didn't listen to me to take the herb, but she died. So I looked at the brother. I'm like, I said, "Brother, the way you presented that, I mean, when I go into researching it, said it was applicable for me. I mean, I'm already thrown off. You presented it as one person listened to you, they lived, the other person didn't, and they died. And every situation is different. I mean, everybody's cancer is different. Everybody's heart disease is different. Anything you have, but I just want people to know, whenever you have a type of trial that comes your way, and even with the medical things that are provided in medical form, or things that are provided of the holistic form, you still have to do your homework and research. Because the one question I ask everybody behind every, in the healing process, I think Sister Deborah, if I'm saying her name wrong, I apologize, but she did mention about in the healing process, the changes that you go through. And I've learned, you know, I remember one sister told me one time that right when you feel like you're on the brink of, you know, sinking and want to give up, is where your breakthrough comes through. You know, and I've had those times. Yes. I've had those times months ago where I was like, man, this is more than I thought it would be. But, you know, a long walk by, I can look back now and say, how did I get over that 4 months ago? Because you know, I can remember getting up one day after chemo, stumbling to the restroom and yelling out for my sons, and they didn't wake up. And me having to garner enough strength to go down the hallway and call them, because I was so cold that I was shaking. And I took when I took my temperature. My temperature was like a 93.7, which I didn't know that was ever even possible. And so they were able to come. So once I was getting to hear me, we in turn, they got me a bunch of blankets, and we got my heat got my body temperature regulated, and they were able to watch me. But I mean, that was like one of the worst nights of my life during this process, just from the experience of the trials. But I knew then that at that point I was thinking that, okay, I'm strong enough for a while. I can make it through anything. And I still can, and the thing about it, that's true. You can make it through anything. But it does not mean you're going to get tested. Like I said, like I think the name was Sister Deborah from before. It doesn't mean that you're not going to take some, that you're not going to have to be pushed to, you know, pushed in one direction where you may feel like you're wavering one way or another. And that's why your mindset has to remain positive in that point. So some people, you know, will give up at that point. And that's a way you can give up without saying a word. know, some people can look at you in the face and smile and say everything all right, but it's not. So I know for about a month I would say everything was okay, and what I was really telling people was, I'm not doing good, I'm just okay. But because I was saying I was okay, people took it as he's okay. But I really was saying I'm not doing good. I'm not doing good. So anyway, but I know most of all, I just want to say most people keep a solid group around you. Again, if the sister says positive people, I have it. You trying to come make a visit at my house now is not easy. My sons, they basically checking you at the door, and checking with me to see if I don't feel like entertaining the company, who it is. And so we go through that process. And so it's just you have to make sure during that process that you make sure you don't have negativity around you. Because people that come around you and have that same, they'll make, it's like almost like when you go to a funeral, how people be just hanging out and this group doing their thing, the other side doing their thing. And it's really a sad moment or whatever. But people kind of still doing their own thing like they're at a regular family reunion. It'll be the same way at your house. Even as you're trying to recover, and so you have a group of people at your house just hanging out, and they just start hanging out. And, you know, you look up. This didn't happen to me, but you look up. I've been to other people's houses. You look up. They playing dominoes and everything, and this person in the bedroom trying to recover. No, your purpose, your trip is to come see that person, you know, and say what you got to say and leave, or come in and offer some assistance. So I'm thankful. I've been blessed to have people come by and, you know, let me shave your head, brother. I know you don't like having stubble on your face. Let me massage your back, brother. I heard your back been hurting. Let me go ahead and do this. You know, asking my nephew how you do it. You know, those people I really appreciate. Just coming and doing simple things. Let me wash these clothes for you, brother. You know, just whatever. And that's you want to have a group around you like that.
Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Reuben, we got a couple more people that have something to say. I'm going to take a Houston call from area code 832. Area code 832-265. Your mic is live.
Hi, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Brother Abdul Aziz Muhammad. I'm Brother Reuben's younger cousin.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I want to greet everyone. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum
salam. Alaykum salam, sir.
And I really just wanted to give everyone pretty much an outlook on the type of person that my cousin has always been. Before he even found the Nation, when he was in college, he was striving for knowledge back then. He's always been a beautiful brother. He's always looked out for people. He looked out for me at a young age. He was always a positive influence in my life. He does community service for children that aren't even his, as far as the football and basketball things that he does. He's a father figure. Being a Muslim, a strong FOI, he's in the midst of these children that have no knowledge of Muslim, but they look up to him as a father figure. And he's instilled a lot of positive things in these children's lives. The brother has fathered children that weren't biologically his. He's pretty much a fighter throughout this whole situation since he first found out, or when he let me know what he was going through, and when we found out it was a more serious situation than what we thought it was at first. He's been a fighter. It's something I really think that you all should be able to experience, if not with my cousin, with someone else that may be going through trials like this. It's always good to go by and see what they have inside them as far as them fighting. I mean, it's miraculous how this brother can fight the way that he fights. And he's always been my bigger cousin. I always saw him as being strong and things of that nature, but until this particular trial that he's enduring, this is the first time that I actually really was able to see his strength And the only thing that I want to say to my cousin is you keep fighting on. Because your family has your back. You know who has your back. The mosque around the world has your back. The minister has your back. Everybody's looking towards you to fight through this and win this battle. And I just want to tell you that I love you and we all got your back, bro.
Me too, brother. Thank you, sir.
Aww. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Okay, we're going to take a call from area code 904. Area code 904, your mic is live.
Lord.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. This is Tammy.
Good evening.
Aunt and Sister Helen, Sister Reuben, I just wanted to call in and say that we love you, your family here from Florida on this side of the coast. We are keeping you in prayer and keeping you lifted, and I'm just amazed at the strength and the positive vibes.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes. And I talked with Trinity, and she said to let you know she sends her love and she's keeping you in prayer. So I want to reach out and call you.
Thank you.
I know you got a lot of people around you, and so this was a great opportunity for me to say, oh, good, I get to talk to Reuben and tell him how much I love him and how much I'm keeping you in prayer. And we pray that God bless you and heal you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and keep your family strong and holding in there for you. And if you need anything from us, do not hesitate. We can't get to you as fast as Sydney and the rest of the crew out there, but we love you just as much. And God
appreciate
bless.
That. God bless
okay.
you. I appreciate that, Sam.
You're welcome, Ruben. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All right. So if anyone else has anything they want to say, now is the time to do it. If not, we're going to we want to hear again from Brother Jimmy. Brother Jimmy, do you have anything you want to say? You gave us that beautiful Quranic reading, and you've been so quiet there. Is there anything else you want to say?
Brother Reuben, we don't know each other, but we don't have to know each other, and I just pray that Allah keeps you strong in your process, and we do for your recovery, brother. Like I said, listen, everyone else, I can see the type of influence you had in everyone else's life, and we want to keep you around, dear brother, so I pray that Allah will restore your health.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess it's my turn. Well, Brother Reuben, it's been quite a while since I've seen you. Of course, I don't live in Houston anymore.
Right.
But I do remember your beautiful, smiling face. And I just want to say that, you know, I've been following you since, you know, you really started talking about your cancer. And I've just admire your strength and your determination, and I just thought that you were just such a soldier to come out and share just day for day the details and everything that was going on with you. I just want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you being so open, because you never know the impact that you have on others that are also
right.
suffering. You have been that pillar of strength for so many people that you know and people that you don't even know. And, brother, I just want you to know on behalf of the Nation of Islam, and I think on this day I can speak on behalf of all the believers, that we are praying for you and that we are with you all the way. Please, Brother Byron has my phone number. If you ever need anything, there's anything that we can do, please do not hesitate to contact me directly. And, brother, I'm right there front and center. Anything that we can do for you or your beautiful babies, just let me know, because you are not in this alone. And we only have a few short minutes, and we got some people that wanted to chime in, so I'm going to take, because there are people from all over the country on this phone. So area code 301, I'm making your mic live. You have some words for Brother Reuben.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Reuben. This is Brother Victor Muhammad from number 4.
Oh, well, like a salam, brother.
Yes, sir. Hey, look,
yes,
I've been with you every step of the way, and like I told you before, one of the best experiences in my 19 years in the Nation of Islam on Savior's Day was sitting right next to you at the National FOI class, and there was so much beautiful energy and love going between those 2 or 3 inches that separated us that
yes,
whole
sir.
Time.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it was beautiful. So it's no surprise to me seeing from the time this fight began on how you are handling it and battling it. You have given me so much strength that I'm saying, well, any trial that will come my way, medical or otherwise, your example has helped straighten me, you know, has helped, you know, work me out, has given me strength.
And
like I said before, a few months ago, I said, I plan on seeing you again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And being side by side with my brother. You know, so my prayers for myself and my wife is always with you, brother, and may Allah continue to bless you and those beautiful babies.
Yes, sir, brother. Be the right to greetings from me, too, brother.
I will do, beloved.
Thank you, Brother Victor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have another call from H-Town, area code 832. Your mic is live.
Hey, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Who are we speaking to?
This is Brother Derek Jabril from Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Brother Ruben, you know I always text on your Facebook page, and I always say that you are light giving sun for us all through your suffering. Just striving, had it right, brother. You are giving us all the ability to look at ourselves and to stop and take notice. You don't realize it yet, brother, but you are affecting generations to come. Your suffering is not in vain, and brother, I know you, and you know me. When you see me, you know who I am. Whereas I know you, and I remember that big old smile of yours, and when you all was with the task, you and Brother Joseph them, and one of the main things y'all would always say, it ain't nothing but a, and then your group would say, a task. Yes, sir. So like I say, brother, I'm praying for you. I know you, and I pray a lot, man, that we all can pray and get this thing together for you. And I'm working with you, Brett. So that's all I call to say, brother. You're in my prayers every day. We following you. You're infecting us all. So praise
Thank
be to Allah for you, brother. Peace.
Thank you, brother. Peace.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Derek, for calling in. Okay. We're about a minute and a half. And so if you would at this time, Brother James, can you close us out in prayer? But I'm going to ask Brother Reuben one more time. Is there anything that you want to say, Brother Reuben, before you go?
Well, ma'am, I just want to thank you, Sister Gidget, Brother James, Brother Jimmy, and
yes, sir.
Brother Vernon for hosting the show and allowing me to be on here today and showing your brother, your humble little brother, some love. I'm just your brother.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know one thing I noticed about you is that you, your voice has gotten so much stronger since you've been on the call.
Yes, sir.
So I pray you to Allah. Yes, sir. And we love you, Brother Reuben. We're going to keep you uplifted in prayer, and I want to remind everybody of the fast on Tuesday. To Brother Reuben. So please, if you can, by Allah's permission, please participate. And we're going to have Brother Minister James Muhammad close us out in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank
Brother
you.
James.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Gidget and Brother Reuben and all of you. May Allah continue to bless you. And thank you, Brother Reuben, for your magnificent expression of faith and exemplary posture as a believer. You are an inspiration to us all. I'd like to close out with what we refer to as popularly as our refuge prayer. Please follow me silently in the Muslim's prayer. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O Allah, I seek thy refuge from anxiety and grief, and I seek thy refuge from the lack of strength and laziness, and I seek thy refuge from cowardice and niggardliness, and I seek thy refuge from being overpowered by debt and the oppression of men. O Allah, please, suffice thou me with what is lawful, to keep me away from what is prohibited, and with thy grace, make me free from want of what is beside thee. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Ameen.
Ameen.
Ameen. I want to thank everyone who participated on the call. Brother Ruben, thank you for spending this time with us. We love you. We appreciate you. And I'm going to be keeping up with you on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Love you too, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum. Good night.
Walaikum salam, Sister Gidget. Brother Ruben.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.